Hi, everybody. This video is going to be all about the vocabulary and pronunciation for words taught in the lesson about toddlers. Let's go ahead and read through the instructions and then let's do it. It's always helpful when learning a foreign language to learn vocabulary words with a variety of example sentences and contexts. Be sure to repeat after me. You may need to pause the audio or video in order to do so. Toddlerhood. The state of being a toddler, a young child between the ages of 1 and 3, or sometimes even 4-year-olds. Most of us have very few memories from toddlerhood. Right, so we have childhood, would be maybe 4 or 5 up until around 12. Yeah, and then you have your adolescence or your teenage years. So we're going through the stages in life here. Babies, toddlers, children, teens, and then adults, right? So toddlerhood is our first word. Picky eater, someone who is unwilling to eat new or unfamiliar foods. Lucas has a friend who's a picky eater. He can count the types of food he eats on 2 hands. That is the truth. To be familiar with, to have knowledge about, to be acquainted with. Are you familiar with the new protocol at the gym? To potty train, the process of teaching oneself or another to use the toilet and not diapers. Potty training is not fun and very messy. Tricycle, a vehicle that is similar to a bicycle but has 3 wheels. For her 3rd birthday, she was given a tricycle. To be cared for by, to be looked after and provided for. The sick dog was cared for by a nurse. Nanny, an employee who cares for a child at home. The nanny lives with the family and goes on trips with them. Babysitter, a person who looks after babies or kids when parents aren't around. The babysitter was young and inexperienced. So a nanny has a better reputation normally in English, at least referring to the term nanny. You think, ooh, this person knows what they're doing. They might live with the family versus the babysitter, which just comes every now and then, right? Daycare. A business that cares for children. The children stayed at daycare for 8 hours a day. Nursery, a place that cares for young children. So there's fewer children than in a daycare. The nursery was full of beautiful babies. You'll find nurseries in hospitals, at church, in businesses, etc. Preschool, schooling that comes before kindergarten or elementary school. The preschool's interior walls were covered in artwork. Sometimes they call that time frame also pre-K, when someone's 4 years old and they're going to be going into kindergarten the following year. Immune to, not affected by. He got vaccinated and now he's immune to the measles. To have or to throw a tantrum. To have an outburst of anger or frustration, characterized by screaming, possibly crying, hitting, etc. Have you ever seen a kid throw a tantrum on an airplane? Pediatrician, a medical practitioner specialized in babies and children. We looked for a good pediatrician for months. Motor skills. Abilities related to controlled movement of the body. She's very smart for her age, but her motor skills are a little underdeveloped. Or undeveloped. To have a fit, a tantrum, overreaction. Adults and children can have fits, although we don't normally say that adults throw tantrums. Kind of funny. The mom had a fit when she found out that her son had flunked all of his exams. Right? To flunk means to fail or not pass. to take turns, to alternate. First it's Clara's turn, then it's yours. Please take turns, girls. In a game, you might also take turns. One person goes, then the next person goes. You take turns. To yank, to pull quickly with force. My dress got stuck in the door. I had to yank it out. I had to yank it out. Yank it out. Yank it out. Doll, a small plastic or cloth figure or toy that personifies a human, often babies and young girls. She pushed her dolls around in a miniature stroller. Notice how I pronounce miniature. It's written miniature, but we just say miniature. Miniature. Sibling, a brother or sister. Lucy has 9 siblings. Can you believe it? To put in time out. So time out is when you're forced to sit quietly and not participate in an activity as a form of punishment. When she put gum in her sister's hair, the babysitter put her in time out. Right? So she's sent away from the situation. You're not allowed to be here anymore. You're in time out. Kids do not like to be in time out. To spank, to hit the butt of another firmly with the palm of one's hand, a common form of punishment that's perhaps less common nowadays than it used to be. In the U.S., the number of parents who spank their children has decreased over time. How do you feel about spanking? To act up, to misbehave. The children started acting up only an hour into the car trip. To give in, to cease fighting, to allow, to yield, to surrender. She asked for the teddy bear about 10 times. Of course I gave in. Maybe if a kid is at a store asking for it and they want you to buy it and they keep begging and begging and begging. And when you give in, it means that you end up buying it for them. You yield, you surrender, you allow it. Cranky, irritable, in a bad mood. Watch out. Chris hits other kids when he's cranky. Defiant. Disobedient. The parents were so overwhelmed by their defiant son's behavior that they sent him to his room. To take a nap. So a nap is a brief period of sleep in the day. Cat nap is very short. So she has to take a nap before we go out. Otherwise, she'll be cranky. Blocks. We usually stack blocks. Blocks are cube-shaped toys, right, with flat sides that are good for stacking. The blocks had animals on one side and numbers and letters on the other sides. The kids had fun stacking them. Puzzle. A game whose pieces can be connected and rearranged to create a picture. We love doing puzzles to turn off our brains. Play-Doh, a soft, colorful dough used for molding, right? We made the cutest penguin out of black, white, and orange Play-Doh. Action figure, a character such as a superhero, often made of plastic and used as a toy. We got him a Captain America action figure for his birthday. Once again, we got him a Captain America action figure for his birthday. Chalk, a material, calcium carbonate, with which one can write or draw. We bought some neon chalk and drew a hopscotch on the patio. Crayons. A waxy material used to color, write, or draw. I hope crayons aren't toxic. Alex just ate half of one. And notice how it's pronounced crayons. A lot of Americans say crayons, C-R, as if it's spelled C-R-A-N-S. But it is truly spelled C-R-A-Y-O-N-S. And you'll hear some Americans also say crayons, crayons, crayons. I say crayons. Crayons. Sprinklers, a device that sprays water in small drops. Can you turn on the sprinklers? The grass is dying. To play pretend. To play make-believe. To take on different character roles. They got out some old costumes and played pretend. To bounce off the walls. To move around with a lot of energy. Often used to describe kids who have eaten too much sugar. We shouldn't have gone out for ice cream so close to bedtime. The kids are bouncing off the walls. To tuck in. So usually we tuck someone in. To make another person feel comfortable while they lay in bed before sleep. It involves pulling up the covers and pressing the covers around them so that they're really comfy and cozy. Can you come tuck me in, please? Lullaby. A quiet, soothing song sung to young children before sleep. It's relaxing, even as an adult, to listen to lullabies. To drift off. To fall asleep. We drank a warm cup of milk and drifted off to sleep. I hope you enjoyed the vocabulary and pronunciation section. Be sure to continue to the next section. Quiz yourself. Figure out how much you've learned. And if you need to come back, be sure to listen again. Enjoy. Bye.